This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Hey, so did you feel that? It was kind of subtle. You had to be paying attention to pick up on it, but it definitely has been happening. It's a change, a shift, if you will, in what we, the notoriously fickle but completely essential American consumer, have been doing. You remember during the worst of the pandemic when we really couldn't go anywhere? We just bought lots of stuff instead. That stressed out all of our supply chains, helped drive inflation as well. But over the past couple of weeks, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, the giant economic pendulum at the heart of this economy, that would be us, consumers, it's been swinging back towards spending on services. Here you go.
Earlier in the pandemic, consumers across America swerved towards goods.
During the pandemic, I got a house.
That's George Hinchliffe, an IT worker in Seattle. He's been slowly filling that house with stuff.
Mainly furniture.
By the spring of 2021, the U.S. was consuming a third more durable goods than it had been just before the pandemic.
And that put enormous strains on the system.
Phil Levy is chief economist at Flexport. He says spending is starting to change, especially with non-durable goods, the perishable stuff you don't keep for long.
Non-durables have started to behave a little bit more like they did pre-pandemic.
But durable goods, the big ticket items, the ACs, the refrigerators, the furniture...
Durables demand is still looking strong and continuing.
Meanwhile, people want to get outside and do stuff, not just buy stuff. Air travel bookings surged earlier in the year, according to Adobe Digital Insights. Consumers are finally spending as much on services as they did pre-pandemic, according to Kathy Bostjancic, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics.
For now, consumers are still spending on goods, but they're also spending more on services, right, relative to what they were spending previously.
Theoretically, less demand for stuff and more demand for services should help with everything from supply chains to inflation, but there's a but.
It takes some of the heat off of goods prices, but it does help to fuel higher service prices.
Exhibit A, flights. George Hinchliffe traveled from Seattle to North Carolina for his grandma's birthday.
I've literally paid more for this flight than I've paid for international long-haul flights to other countries.
Oxford Economics' Bostjancic says this rebalancing between goods and services in the American economy is just getting started. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.